Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Andy.
It is good to be back and this side of the decade. Did you have a nice new year?
I did. I had a great new year. I mean, it's midnight and everything. I fulfilled my social obligation.
I'm so proud. You know, I made it to midnight too, but I was the only one in my house to do so. So
the party animal.
Yes, you know, someone got to keep the party alive. Awesome. Well, we are here with all of you on this wonderful J Top 10 Cultures episode. Japan Top 10. Our topic today is rocking out to kawaii metal. So, is this something that you have familiarity with, Eric?
I do. I am quite kawaii myself, and I also like metal. I really do enjoy the weird world of kawaii metal, which is a relatively recent genre to exist. It is a fusion of Japanese idol pop and heavy metal music, and it rose to prominence with the success of the band Baby Metal in the 2010s.
Yes, and of course, as you so eloquently mentioned, it is a combination of kawaii, cute, and metal, of course, meaning heavy metal here, and has also been titled kawaii core or idol metal.
It combines typically young female idol singers with heavy metal instrumentals, and the song topics can be cute or frivolous, contrasting with the heavy metal sound.
And typically, groups are fronted by female singers slash dancers and have a backing band to them. So
I really do love this genre. I love introducing it to people who have no idea what it is and looking at the astonished looks on their faces, especially the first time they hear baby metal.
Right, I know, and I just feel like it seized the, like, an international audience in such a big way for that reason. Like, pure, just like, what are these two worlds coming together?
It's something so oddly specific that you didn't think, it's just, you never thought about combining the two. And then once you did, it either, like, really hooks you, or you're like, I'd never want to hear this again.
Right, I know, and it is a very divisive, as I'm sure we'll discuss later on after some of our amazing songs. It seems to be kind of a divisive genre, but you know, I'm all in for it. I am a baby to baby metal and a baby to kawaii metal. thank you. but you know, I think I'm definitely one of the few that have not. I shouldn't say few. One of the people that have kind of seized onto its more interesting qualities.
I've heard people from all walks of life, even musicians that don't have anything to do with metal that I know, are like, I'll put on baby metal. They're like, oh, is this baby metal? I love baby metal.
I love that. You know, that's such, like, that name recognition is something that I feel like you've really made it as an artist or a group. You've done something.
It's almost like a brand at this point. Like, you can almost, like, switch out kawaii metal with baby metal.
For real. I fully agree with that. Well, since you are a bit more versed than me, do you have any favorite bands within the genre?
Baby metal, for sure. Mm. I've been listening to more of the more recent Lady Baby music.
Okay.
So, Lady Beard, I'm also a big fan of anything that he ends up doing. And also, like, we're going to get into it a little bit later on, but the non-Japanese YouTuber Poppy has had a lot of kawaii metal influences in their music that they've been releasing. So that's been really cool to hear it kind of reach into other people's writing and composing.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I shamefully, I think I've heard more of the poppy and this side of the pond. Well, not for me, now I'm on this side of the pond, but that side of the pond's influence from baby metal and kawaii metal. But yeah.
So let's talk about Baby Metal, the group that started it all.
Yes, let's get into it. So Baby Metal's members are currently Su Metal, Suzuka Nakamoto, and Moa Metal, Moa Kikuchi. But they actually were a three-member group originally, and their third member was Yui Metal. So Su Metal is on lead vocals with Moa Metal doing scream and dance, and their background backing band is the Kami Band.
They started in 2010 as a subunit of the idol group Sakura Gakuin, and they broke off in 2013.
And their first album came just a year later in 2014, and it really got them some international fans with their first world tour also happening in 2014. I remember they had opened for Lady Gaga, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it was right around that time that videos of them performing Gimme Chocolate were starting to make the rounds on YouTube. And so people were like, what is this is weird Japanese metal. What is this? I think that's how I first heard them.
I think that's also, I mean, that is the first song I heard from them, and it was sincerely just a friend, like, reaching out to me saying, Andy, I know you're into Japanese pop culture, can you please give me some insight on this?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a very iconic video of, like, these high school girls singing metal, weird metal dancing. It's probably one of the most Japanese pop culture things I've ever seen.
Before we get into some of Baby Metal's more recent hits, a quick announcement. So, if you are interested in getting awesome content like this, please join our Patreon Donors Club if you want to hear all of the songs and discussions on this episode. Join our Patreon Donors Club starting at only $1 a month, and for details, check out our website at jtop10.jp/club. You will be missing out on the rest of this wonderful kawaii metal exploration otherwise. And without further ado, let's get into our first song. It will be Baby Metal featuring F Hero with Papaya from 2019.
Thunder, some top running from a water, yes, baby girl, Saraka, some bikini with the glass, I got a
This is from Baby Metal's third album, Metal Galaxy.
And it is a collaboration with Thai rapper F-Hero, and the first Baby Metal song to have a rap section.
It features some electronic elements that are typical of Baby Metal's recent output.
Okay, interesting. I didn't realize that Baby Metal had more electronic things going on these days.
Yeah, they've really kind of leaned into that any kind of sound that goes like dun 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 dun, like that kind of, like, I can't really describe it. It's just that kind of like dub club kind of electronic sound. A lot of like more metalcore bands on the other side of things, like Bring Me the Horizon, have like been trying to really lay into like more electronic sounds. So I think they're also adopting that in the kawaii metal world.
Interesting.
There's definitely a lot less like outrageous screaming guitar solos in their newer stuff. But I don't think it's affected the overall heaviness of the music. It's just kind of working into it in a different kind of way.
That's a really interesting point, because as I was listening through today's sections and just kind of doing some of my own exploration in preparation for this episode, I was kind of gathering that, yeah, there seems to be waves of influence that either from kawaii metal or just generally in metal going around that have reached to like every corner of certain metal communities.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to really lean into like stoner metal, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but you know, Japan has a very clear stance on certain things.
Yeah, like stoner metal, no thank you. It's too groovy. Now, some criticize Baby Metal for being silly, or they would call it a gimmick, and others think they have broken barriers in the heavy metal world, and I think that's absolutely true. There's so little female-fronted metal bands as it is, and it's also kind of... Now, this is just my two cents, but in the heavy metal world, everything can kind of get saturated, and then it takes a while for someone to try something new, because everyone's kind of afraid to alienate the audience or to seem less metal, and it can kind of water down, or I guess it can kind of, everything can kind of become formulaic, and I think it's really exciting when, even if you don't like the output, when someone can try something new like this and reach anybody, I think it can only enhance what everyone else is doing.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think anything that breaks up kind of that echo chamber that can happen in certain genres of music, or subgenres of music, if you will, any new flavor that can kind of bring other people into the mix and bring more fans to a... just bringing a larger audience to your genre, I think, is always a good thing, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean... Like you mentioned too, I think the presence of having females and women in metal is a huge step, and to have more of a front line position, being vocally very dominant for like the stage presence of Baby Metal and whatnot.
Yeah, it's just something different, and I think that can only be good for the future. And especially when you look at heavy bands being more male dominated, as far as like the ones that are getting the most attention, I feel like this could be, it could even, you know, get more female fronted bands that are like, well, we don't want to sound like that. So that, that influences them to go a different way. Like, this is all good.
Yeah.
It's really, really a good thing.
Yes, always having more voices and more representation for all different kinds of vocal and musical influences is always a good thing. I think really appreciate just this kind of, if you want to call it like breaking down a barrier, if you will. I think that's a very lofty thing to say, but it really has made even such a big difference for rock units. Female-led and female, all-female rock units in Japan and J-rock.
And I also think this type of heavy music. I was watching a couple of heavy metal fans reviewing Baby Metal, and they kept saying, "Well, it kind of sounds like anime music." And I was like, "That's a great." I feel like that's a really nice way of putting it, because like it it's a way for people to who just maybe just watch anime and don't really listen to metal. It's a way for them to get in, like, oh, this sounds like an intro song to a show I would watch. Okay, let me listen to the rest of it. It can kind of cross boundaries that way as well and get more people listening to heavier music and more metal-influenced music.
Yeah, definitely. That is a really good point. And I think especially because certain anime J-rock sounds do borrow elements from, you know, metal or heavier rock music already, so that it is kind of an interesting crossover that you get those people that are maybe already inclined to go towards this kind of music fully into a genre that they might not have, you know, otherwise explored or discovered.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. But, you know, I think this is all to say that we are seeing kind of a development and a growth of kawaii metal bands from baby metal's heavy influence, where members play the music and are all female or majority female themselves. So not having a backing band, but, you know, fully just out there rocking out as a group. And that is in contrast to baby metal, where the girls are singing and dancing for a back band, you know.
Real quick shout out to the other dancers in Baby Metal's group called the Avengers.
Ooh.
I know. When they lost Yui, they added like three more people to round it all out, and they are the Avengers.
The Avengers. I mean, is it a ploy at Marvel or is it not? I'm not sure.
I think we'll see. Now, these bands are more on the rock side than the idol side in this regard. Idol singers usually don't play their own instruments or write their own music, though there are, of course, exceptions to that rule.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think a quick band that comes into my mind that has kind of come across my YouTube selection and whatnot is Band Maid. I feel like they are a band that I've seen a lot where it's kind of breaking that we are idol adjacent, but we play our own instruments and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I think even like all-girl groups like Oreska bands, who are not a metal band or a heavy band, but they do play their own instruments. And I think because I come from more of a rock background, seeing anyone play their own instruments, even if they're playing pop music, is always a little bit more exciting to me. It makes me want to listen to it more. Although I'm sure that there are, you know, better examples than that. But yeah, I really do prefer people playing their own instruments. But I also understand, you know, with baby metal, it's about the show as well.
That is true. Yeah, it is. It's yeah, there. It's too, again, going back to kind of a talk about genre, right? It's like, are you going for more visual oriented with vocal overlay, or are you going more for we creating the music kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in my personal opinion, I can appreciate both, but I think there is something to, like you said, like something to seeing someone picking up an instrument and, you know, going for it and rocking out on stage in their full baby, or, well, I shouldn't say kawaii getup, you know?
February is about to roll in, and our content producer, Haley, will bring you a curated selection of tracks from her Artist of the Month pick. Ethel will do the honors and present her selection in less than 2 weeks from now.
Yes, get your sweethearts ready to listen to that very beautiful episode presented by Ethel.
Was that your favorite Valentine's Day candy, the little sweetheart things?
Yes, I love the sweethearts. I would always try and like see what each and every one said.
Have you ever seen the ones that have like negative things?
I've only heard whispers. I've never seen them with thine own two eyes.
They're so fun. Like one of them says like, "You're okay."
Oh my god. My heart. I haven't even received it and I'm already in pain.
Well, thank y'all so much for joining us on this very special episode of J-Top 10 Cultures. My name's Eric.
And I'm Andy.
Check us out on iTunes, on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. Try to find us. Give us a review, and we'll see you all next time.
Yes, take care. Jane.
Japan Top 10.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.